Welcome to AU to AZ, episode number 4. This episode, we're going to be talking about blogging. It is actually part of the creating of the 4 C's. So it's a really great subject to deal with, but let's go ahead and get started. I say tomato and you say?
Tomato.
I say aims and you say?
Netplan.
I say Common Core and you say?
Osvells.
I say elementary and you say?
Primary.
But we both say
learning.
And we both are passionate about integrating ICT into learning. So one of the things that we want to talk about today, Jenny, that has been on your brain and has been on my brain in the past is blogging. What's the deal with blogging?
Well, Rodney Turner, and I'm Jenny Ashby here in Australia. And Rodney, you're in Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Aren't you? Okay. So yes, we're a few hours apart, but we've managed to get onto the right time zone today, which is great. Blogging is becoming more and more used in lots and lots of classes right around the world, but we still have some people who haven't gone that way yet and haven't decided to add blogging into their programs. So we thought we'd do a bit of a roundup of what we've been able to find about blogging. And Rodney, you started quite early with blogging. Tell us about what you were doing with blogging when you were in a classroom.
Well, thank you, Jenny. I started early blogging with my students. One of the things that I did was I did what was called paper blogging. And I got the idea from Karen McMillan, who's a teacher over in California, also known as McTeach on the Twitters. And that was a great idea. Essentially, we created our blog on a piece of paper. They wrote it out, of course. They edited. We went through the entire writing process. And it was just something general about who they are, what they liked, or who they are, or something that they really liked a lot. They wrote it. They edited, and they made sure that they get spelling errors and those different things out. When they were finished, they rewrote it on a nice piece of paper, and then they had a background that they put on. So, yes, they put it on a background. It was a 12 by 12 inch piece of scrapbook paper that was really neat, and they all had different types, all different colors. And they got to decorate it just like their own post. And then when they were done, they were able to walk around and to read each other's blog posts. They all had 3 sticky notes, and then they were required to make comments, to write comments on the sticky note and put them on the blog, okay? Just around the edge.
Yep.
Around the edge, just like you do online. I'm getting really excited about this because I get to talk about it again.
Yeah, because it was a while ago, but it worked really well.
Yes, it did. One of the things that I made sure that they did was when they commented, they put their name, they had a compliment, they thanked the person for doing it, and they also made a connection with that person as well as asked a question.
Yeah.
When you ask a question, it engages that person with you. And it also helps you to understand a little bit more of who they are and makes a bond with them. So the kids really, really enjoyed that. They wanted to keep doing it, but we were able to do it once. And we were able to do it one time, but the cool part about it is that it's still up in the school where we did it. It's still up there because I took one of the display cases that no one could really get into, talked to maintenance. We got that taken care of. We took the ones that the kids really enjoyed and we mounted them in that display case. They still to this day will say, "Hey, that's my blog. And this is what we did. We had a lot of fun."
Yeah, so that's a great beginning for a class to do. So they all get the idea and they can learn about how to comment because it's not just – there are certain things to do when you're commenting, like you said, and also when you're posting. It's like a new genre, isn't it, really?
It is. It really was. The kids really had no idea. But when I told them, look, your classmates are going to see it and the school is going to see it. Mm. They became a little bit more interested. Oh, they're going to read my writing? Yeah. So just make it your best.
Yeah.
And they were fine with that.
Yeah, and the whole world is going to see it probably at some stage. So it's really important for them to have that vision of the audience, who the audience is going to be, because you can have your blog quite locked down, so it's only your class sees it, and mm-hmm. then you can go to the next level, your whole school, depending where you are in the world, whether you're allowed to have world access to
right.
it or not. So that can be changed by the different types of blogs you have. And there are lots of sites with lots of guides for commenting, how to comment and how to post. And we've noted them down in our notes, in the show notes, for people to go
right.
and look at. Which blog post did you like about blogging and commenting that gave ideas for people to use?
The one that I liked the most was Linda Yolis's.
Yes.
She has third graders that talk about commenting, and it was so awesome that she made a video with her kids, and it just talked about those key points. Now, realize this. I had already created my post with my – I already did my paper blogging with my kids before I saw this video. So when a teacher approached me and said, hey, I need to talk about how to comment, I said, oh, I have this perfect video for these kids to watch,
yeah.
these eighth graders, and they really enjoyed it. So Linda Yolis and her class, the Yolis class blog.blogspot.com is a really good site for resources on blogging. And there's a video made by third graders to look at that and to watch it and to take notes, because they're just really good, really good points. And the kids did a great job too.
Yeah. And another good thing about going to a classroom who are blogging really well is quite often on their blog, they'll have links to other classes who they follow and blog.
Mm-hmm.
Write comments on, so then you can see lots of good examples, because I think seeing lots of good examples, just like we would be showing good examples of literature and writing of all different genres, it's great to actually read some great posts and some great comments to see just how it goes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Another good site is Kathleen Morris's site, 2KM and 2KJ. It's no longer being updated, though, because Kathleen's now actually on family leave and the classes have changed. But it's still there with lots of that basic information on. So the site's still sitting there at 2KM and 2KJ.global2.vic.edu.au. But we'll put all these links on our blog site. So,
oh, absolutely.
We don't have to actually write it down while you're listening for our for our listeners today. Yeah, so when I was over in the UK recently, I went and visited some schools who were doing lots of blogging.
Okay.
And I also met the creator of Quad Blogging, David Mitchell. And
really?
I had a great meeting with him, yes. And one of the schools I went to visit was called High Lawn. And the teacher there, Cherise Duxbury, she had a wonderful class who were doing great things with blogging. 6D, they were called. And those children, I watched them doing their blogging session in their lab, they were amazing at blogging. You know, they read a post and had these great comments about it, knew the exact thing to be saying and had suggestions for the people who wrote the posts and questions. And they were really very good at it. You could see they've had some great lessons in learning about it. So they haven't just been thrown into it and say, yes, read that and write a comment. So, you know,
right.
guidance is needed.
So what grade were these 6D?
They were grade 6.
Grade 6. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, 11 and 12 year olds. Yeah. So,
great.
And they'd been involved in quite a few quad blogging sessions where you team up with three other schools, and there are four of you around the world. Mm-hmm. And if you go to quadblogging.net, you can actually sign up and join one of these quad blogging. It's like a team, I suppose, isn't it? And I guess the good thing about blogging is you don't all have to be there at the same time, like with Skype.
Really?
So you can post and then, you know, off you go home, and then during the night perhaps, or you know, a couple of days later, people will write comments. And with the quad blogging, each class has a week. And in that week, they post, and it's the other three schools' turn to write comments on their blog. So it's a really good way to get comments. Because sometimes when you're doing posting, you don't always get comments.
Really?
So between the four schools, between the four schools, each school has a week of being the poster, and the other three schools write the comments. So it really gets very lively and is a great way to do blogging.
That is an awesome way to do blogging. So what was your experience? Did I miss that?
My experience with blogging? Well, I've actually turned our whole school website into a blog. So we don't have our old website like we used to for our school. Our school website is now actually built on EduBlogs. And we have the main page is the a post from the principal or someone who's the admin person or someone. There's some general thing that's for the whole school. And then down the side we have links to all the classes and their blogs. We have a blog for the art room, for the even for the office. Now, when I say all this, it's still a work in progress because I still need to encourage all my teachers to be blogging and adding posts and encouraging them to try and get it into their program and not have it as an extra, oh, we're going to do blogging now.
Right.
But in their program, it can be a reflection of the lesson. In their program, it could be a prompt for writing for their students. So they have to think of different ways they can use it in their class, and not blogging is the tool, but it's not blogging time. So, you know, it could be in maths, could be for science. And then the other thing we're still working on is getting some parents on board so that parents will look at it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And see what's happening in the classrooms and perhaps put some comments on. And it's very exciting when we do get parents commenting on the blog and you got to get a little bit of that. And once you get some of that creeping in, teachers like it and take it on board much more. So,
and you know, it's a communication piece. It's absolutely a communication piece.
Yep.
And not only between teacher and parent, but between parent and child.
Yes.
Hey, what'd you do? Instead of saying, what'd you do in school today, son?
Yeah.
Nothing. No. They can say, hey, I saw in your class today, you talked about the theory of the theory of gravity.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, Dad. Then it starts a conversation from that point, which is great.
Yeah. So it really is a great communication tool as well between parents and students so they can have further conversations like you're saying. And in fact,
absolutely.
I think some classes, once they've gone down the road of blogging, couldn't be without it. It's a window to their classroom, really, as it opens a window to their classroom. You know, parents who are working can be at work and just in a minute when they've got a spare minute, they can quickly have a look on the blog, see what's there. I think it's a great tool that's around, and I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to be with us for quite some time.
Right. Well, we have a link to a website, educatorstechnology.com, and it's the ultimate guide to use of blogs in .html. Again, the link is in our show notes.
Yeah.
But it's a great site because it gives you a lot of really great tips. It talks about what is a blog, what's the difference between a blog and a website, but also it gives you some blogging platforms, how to set up a blog, what to pay attention to when you set it up. Mm. These are really – I wish I had these when I set mine up.
Yeah, it's really well set out, isn't it?
And as well as different tips and benefits and ways to use it and some examples of successful blogs.
Yeah.
So please check that out. If you're wondering, should I blog in my classroom or not? Or I would simply say to whether or not I want to blog personally, to go ahead and set that up.
Yeah.
To look at the site and to see and to set one up.
Yeah, that is such a great site. I really love the sections about benefits of blogging in the classroom, a wonderful list of all the benefits. You know, it mentions, enhances homeschooling, like we've talked about, all sorts of different ideas. enhancing literacy skills is the basic one, I suppose, that we all think of. But even things like getting students engaged and boosting their motivation for writing and reading.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are lots of different ideas. And then the ways to use the blogs, that's something that we really need to work more on, because you can get stuck in a rut and just using it in one way. And, you know, I've seen some classes use it and be there very quickly, because most blogs are moderated. So if you're posting up comments, these teachers are actually there and they're getting the children's comments and allowing them to be put on the blog straight away in their classroom. But they might just have a picture up and students have to ask a question. And they they're getting these questions on there quickly, things like that. So using it for finding out what students know about topics before they start a new topic. So, you know, lots of great uses.
I would also love to see it as a platform for a student voice.
Yes.
Because all of our students have a voice. It's whether or not they use it.
Yes.
And then when they do use it, are people actually listening to them?
Yeah.
And I think this gives them an opportunity to use it and for people to listen.
Yes.
And that's where you start your feedback, your communication, your community building, seeing pros and cons. And then you can start dealing with debate and problem solving, how to resolve conflicts. Somebody doesn't like me. Miss Ashby, someone wrote some bad comment. Well, let's look at the comment. Let's read it and see what really they're talking about.
Yeah.
Do they have a point?
Yeah.
It's a great tool to jump off of many different avenues of what we need to teach our kids.
Yeah, we mainly use EduBlogs here. We're quite lucky because our state government has brought a license for EduBlogs. So we get to use EduBlogs for free at our school. And EduBlogs is really nice because you can have your class, your blog, and then you can actually allow students to have their own blogs.
Okay.
In EduBlogs. So that's a really nice feature of EduBlogs. What sort of blogging platforms use there? Is there one in particular or just many?
The blogging platform that my teachers have been using has been KidBlog. And KidBlog is very straightforward.
Yep.
I was able to, after I did my paper blog, I did get them set up with their own KidBlog website, and they were able, we got in, we took a took an afternoon, we got in, we worked with it a little bit, and we made a couple of posts. Things changed, and so we couldn't ever get back to it, but I use KidBlog also, and I highly suggest that one. But it's been a while since I've been on
it. Is it free?
It's free.
Right, because we like
it's
free things, don't we?
Yes, I do like free things. Yeah. the other platform, though, that many of my other teachers also use is Edmodo.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's not technically a blogging site,
right,
but it's a site. It does pretty much the same idea. You post a comment or something on a wall, and then you can have a conversation or a discussion about it.
Right, so it's very similar, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In a way, except it's closed. Edmodo is very closed.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which some people may like for their safety or privacy.
Yeah.
Because you know, we've got to change how we post when we're not so private. Which is what I guess students need to learn, don't they?
Right, and That's part of the thing of, okay, this is how I act. This is how I should act. So when the walls disappear, I should keep acting like this and not lose my mind.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, because that's one of our problems with our teenagers and younger people who are almost teenagers. They can get themselves into a lot of trouble, can't they? Another really great little thing that's happening with blogging at the moment is called the 100-word challenge. Have you seen that?
You know what? I have seen that, and I have not had the opportunity to delve into it. Have you?
I've seen all about it, and I met Julia Skinner over in the UK, who is the person who created it. And I've suggested it to my teachers here at school, hoping that someone will take it on. So each week there's a prompt given on the blog, and what you do is you get your students to comment about it, and then you make a link with their comments to the actual 100-word challenge blog, and it gets put on there, and then other people comment on their comments. So it's very interesting, and it gives them a challenge of something to write about, and they have to reach the 100 words in their post.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more, no less?
No, it has to be 100 words. Maybe take one or two, but pretty close to 100. It's like the 100 is what you're aiming at getting to, which can be good for those students who may not be writing much in quantity.
Right.
I remember when I had grade one in particular, you know, we'd try and get them to write more quantity just to get the quantity going, and then we'd start to focus on the quality.
Right.
But you got to get some quantity before you can do that, don't you? And yeah. I actually have 100, the 100 club in my classroom. So this really resounded with me. I'm like, oh, the 100 challenge, the 100 word challenge. Oh, I used to do something similar. It's funny when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I always had an issue with kids actually finding a topic. So that's one of the things that it's kind of interesting. I really haven't had an issue with how many words.
Yeah.
Once they got going, they were gone. But yeah. Let's just get going.
Getting them started.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we have the one sentence that they start with, doing one sentence, and then moving on from that, because some think the full stops down and that's it.
Gotcha.
It's a very easy website for the 100-word challenge. It's 100wc.net.
Okay. Is that going to be in our show notes?
So that's easy, yeah. That will be in our show notes. And it's a very easy address to get. All the instructions are on there telling you about it and how to join up. There's a sign-up form for 2013-14. So I think that they may be doing something over summer for the Southern Hemisphere. They're very good at thinking globally. But there's a sign-up form for 2013-14, which I think will start in September.
Gotcha.
When do your schools go back?
We have a school district that has already started school.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in all different times, aren't you?
Yes, we're all different times. My school starts, the kids come back August 12th.
Yeah.
New teachers start back next Monday.
Right, okay. Well, Rodney, just getting back to our blogging.
Topic. Sorry. Yes,
one
we do that
One other thing
often.
I'd like to add is a resource for iPads, which I like to throw in. EduBlogs actually has a great app. And also there are other apps on the iPad that allow you to easily add to your blogs in lots of different formats.
So, really?
EduBlogs has a nice one. And when it opens up, you can easily see down the side comments, you can go to comments and all different things for your blog. And the interface is a bit like an email, and you put the name of the blog post in the subject. You can add photos to it, videos and everything. But for some teachers I have found, it opens up the world of blogging because it makes it look like they can handle it really easily.
And you said this is for EduBlogs?
This is for EduBlogs, but you can also get them for WordPress, for EduBlogger, all the different blogs. Really, you can find an app that will allow you to add to the blog quite easily from your iPad.
Gotcha.
Sometimes when you're blogging and you go into the back of the blog where you log in and edit, it doesn't always look all that nice. Some people get a bit scared.
Right.
So if you can have a platform that's going to make it look really easy for them, that can also help them get going with it and be confident.
Yes, it would. Now, just to be fair, for Android, Blogger has an app on the Android as well as WordPress. There isn't one for KidBlog or for EduBlogs, unfortunately.
They haven't got an Android one. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, they haven't got one for Android.
No, they don't. So okay. We need to tell them that.
Yeah.
Because there is another part of their people that use Android. So let's go ahead and let's get that going.
Yeah. I mean, they just have to tick a box, I think, don't they? Or something, or maybe a little bit more.
Oh, no, there's a little bit more work than that.
Right. So another one called BlogPress, which is BlogPress on the iPad, and I'm not sure if it's available for Android, but BlogPress on the iPad is available for many different blogs. There's about 8 or 9 of them that you can blog from that one app from BlogPress. So it's a really great one for, if you've got lots of different sorts of blogs.
Yeah, there is no BlogPress. Is that one word that you got?
Yeah. You can't
BlogPress. No, there isn't one. I tried as together and as separate, and there isn't one. So, we'll have to find one that's a alternative.
Yeah.
There is a whole bunch of apps that talk about collecting your favorite blogs and putting them into a reader.
Yep.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about being able to post to the blogs, aren't we?
Yeah. That's right.
I guess another area to think of as well with blogging are teacher blogs. Because there are so many great blogs that are written by teachers who are reflecting on education and their teaching.
Right. There are. I know that if you are going to be reading blogs or writing, you do need to see and to read other people.
Yeah.
Read other people's blogs. I'm going to suggest one here since you're going to go ahead and go there. The Upside Down Education by Amanda C. Dykes is really good. It's from the heart. So check that one out.
Yeah. I try and keep up my school blogs a little bit, but I haven't actually got a personal one going. What about you, Rodney? Have you got a personal blog going?
I do have a personal blog, and I'm working on it.
You're working on it, getting it going?
I am working and trying to get back onto it a lot more than what I used to.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have one. It's more reflective. It's about life and about technology.
Yep.
Just go ahead and click on the banner. When you go to the paper blogs, just click on the banner and it sends you right to my website. You'll be there.
I'll tell you my favorite, one of my favorite blogs from a teacher in Melbourne, Edna Saxon. Her blog is whatedsaid.wordpress.com. And Edna Saxon describes herself as a teacher, learner, and inquirer. And she's been blogging since 2009. So she's been blogging quite a long time. She's got a great blog. So there are lots of blogs to look at. And, I mean, you can just Google educators blogging and it comes up with some wonderful lists of bloggers because other people have decided to make a best of list of things they like, blogs they like to read. So they're all there. So what would your parting words be to teachers who may not have taken on blogging?
My parting words would be if you don't have an outlet for your thoughts, for your experience, take up blogging. If you have an outlet, take up blogging. Because one of the best things that you can do for yourself and for your students is to start to expand your horizons as well as share with other people what you're thinking and how you're feeling. And more than likely, people are going to be right there with you.
Yeah, exactly. And blogging is just a new genre from this millennium, I suppose, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. It is.
So thanks.
What do you have to say?
So it's not a will I, it's a I must.
Yeah, yes.
So if you haven't started, start your own little blog and investigate with it and see how it goes. And then have a turn with your class. Yeah. Well, thanks, Rodney, for today.
Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks to all our listeners who have been listening today. And we'll see you next time on
AU to AZ at podomatic.com.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.